Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
For the Warriors start, the same five, sans Kevin Durant. Omri Casper replaces him. Draymond Green, Pachulia, Thompson, and Curry. Against Jabari Carroll, Rondé Hollis-Jefferson, Trevor Booker, the former Utah Jazz serial aficionado, Alan Crabb and Spencer Dinwiddie start for the black clad Brooklyn Nets. They're wearing their robe blacks here tonight. And the Warriors in the home whites with the Bay Bridge in the center circle. Blue numbers, blue letters on the backside. Brooklyn with the ball, first possession. And it is Hollis-Jefferson. They shoveled the ball, lost it. And Klay Thompson gets the intercept. Quickly up to Caspi, right down the lane. With a left-hand flip, it's up and good for Omri Caspi. And the Warriors cash in on the first turnover of the night. Down the near wing, Dinwiddie got it to the far side. Just underway, Dinwiddie gets it back. Working on Curry, throws to the far wing. Ball comes... Booker gets it back, passes to the wing. Dinwiddie right side. He's open for three. It's on the way. It's up and no good. And Pachulia with the rebound. Got it over to Curry. Waiting now. Curry with a high post pass. Now cut by Caspi. Pachulia's pass knocked away. And a turnover getting the steal now. Alan Booker, who hands off to Crabb. Crabb with a jumper, the former Cal standout. Missed it, and Curry has the rebound in traffic. Holds off Booker, brings it in front of the logo, throws to Zaza, who snuck behind the defense but missed the layup, running a little too quickly. Booker with the rebound. Finds him over on the right side. It is Jabari Carroll with a three. And it's now a 3-2 ball game. Brooklyn on top by one. Draymond Green has it to Zaza. Pachulia dribbling up top. Pachulia waiting now. Hand off to Klay Thompson. Chased by Crabb. Turns and fires. Top of the key jumper. That's no good. Hustling back for the rebound was Carroll. And he'll lead Hollis-Jefferson down the right side. Backs up Draymond and has fumbled the ball on a bounce. His second turnover in a minute 42. Warriors with it. Very quiet here at the Barclays Center. Thompson dumped it down to Zaza. Mid-post on the right side. Looking for a handoff. Does so to Klay. He'll pull up and fade and fire on the baseline. Nothing there. And the rebound to Hollis-Jefferson. Toss back to Dinwiddie, who crosses the timeline. Comes to the right wing. Throws to Hollis-Jefferson, who was not expecting the pass. And then back to Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie takes it middle. Guarded by Curry. Takes a right side dribble by Zaza. Stretches up and in. Reaching back to lay it in. And Brooklyn has a three-point lead. 5-2 the count. Curry with the ball. Energy, a big concern for head coach Steve Kerr. Curry off the screen. Quick elbow jumper is up and good. And now a steal by Zaza on the inbound. Shovel to Caspi, who pogos up with a right hand. It's up and good. What a play by Pachulia. Now Curry deflected the inbounds pass. And Dinwiddie takes it down the right wing. Goes between the legs of the dribble. Toss to the corner. Gets it right back. Outside, again, back in the corner. Entry pass, Hollis Jefferson goes awry, his third turnover. Here comes Curry. Curry down the middle of the floor, between the legs. Picked it up, needs help, finds Caspi. Circling back, right wing to Draymond. Draymond for three in rhythm. No good. Ball tipped and grabbed by Dinwiddie. Chest pass to Damari Carroll at midcourt. The former Hawk, former Raptor, dribbles to settle things down. And throws it back to Dinwiddie, who's standing right on top of the logo. Spencer Dinwiddie, L.A. kid, plays college ball at Colorado. Comes to the left wing, guarded by Caspi. Stops and fires at the three-pointer. Front rim over the backboard, hit the guide wire for the shot clock, and it's out of play. 6-5 Warriors. 8:44 to go. First quarter of play. Thompson to Curry, who walks the ball up. Curry waits with a right-hand dribble. Now feeds on the bounce to Klay Thompson to Draymond. Draymond guarded by Hollis Jefferson. Backdoor cut by Thompson, who goes up, missed the layup. He and Curry made the same cut down the lane. Hollis Jefferson takes it in transition. Shovel to the far side. Bounce pass. Carroll's open in the corner. It's a three, and it's money in the bank for Damari Carroll. 8-6 Nets. Curry the ball. Takes it. Nets are 6-9 on the season. Zaza, no look to Caspi, leans back, no good. Tipped in by Klay Thompson, and he ties the game. Dinwiddie chased by Curry. Now they'll switch, and now Thompson has him. Booker gets the ball on the near side to Allen Crabb. Goes down to Hollis Jefferson, who turns and shoots over Draymond. That's a back iron miss. Cleared by Caspi, and Draymond wants it right in the middle of the floor. Takes it down top of the key. Weaves to his right, goes all the way, reaches up with the hand, no good. Hollis Jefferson attempts the other way. Hollis Jefferson accelerates on Zaza, goes up with a left hand, and it's good. Hollis Jefferson. Well, the Warriors and Nets playing back and forth ball here in the early going. Great pass by Curry to Caspi, who spins it off the back rim, no good. Dinwiddie will take it the other way. Curry from the wing making that pass. Jefferson down the lane, almost traveled, shot short, and he's having a tough start. Curry with a rebound. Down the far wing. Curry pulls up about a 27-footer. No good. Long rebound. Taken by Crabb. Back and forth we go. Nets the ball. Crabb throws up top. Mari Carroll with it. Carroll goes downstairs. Booker posting up. Caspi comes middle. Stripped by Omri. And a steal. Klay Thompson to Draymond to Curry. Curry in the front court. Takes it to the circle, to the baseline. Comes back up top to Caspi. Goes right wing to Zaza. Back to Caspi. Give it go. And he missed another layup. The Warriors have missed about four layups so far. Here comes Hollis Jefferson down the lane. Goes up over Draymond. That's a horrible shot. Pachulia with a rebound. Got it to Klay Thompson. Thompson crossing the timeline. Hesitates. Now spins on Crabb. Finger roll no good. Tipped up and in by Caspi. And the Nets want a timeout. We're tied at 10, 6:31 to go in the first quarter of play. We'll take the break on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. On Friday, November 24th, the Warriors will host the Chicago Bulls, and it's another authentic Fan Friday presented by NBC Sports Bay Area. The Dubs will be wearing their classic uniforms for this game, and all fans in attendance receive a fan cheer card. Get verified official tickets at Warriors.com. 10-10 the score, 6:26 to go first quarter. Nets with the ball over the top far side. Jumper on the way by Crabb. It's too strong. Klay Thompson has the rebound. Warriors with the same five that left the floor before the timeout. Nets have brought in Quincy Acey and Tyler Zeller to the fray. Curry takes a handoff from Pachulia, straight out from 17. Little body English to get it to go. That's 12-10. Curry wasn't sure when he released that what was going to happen with that one. Fourth lead change here early on. Down the lane, Crabb pass stolen by Curry. Curry anticipated, goes right down Broadway. Left hand finish for Steph Curry. 6-0 run for the Warriors, and they lead 14-10. Spencer Dinwiddie puts on the brakes in the front court. Backs up to the logo. Comes left side off a Zeller screen. Zeller catches down the lane. Running right hand hook short. Caspi hustles to the rebound. Hand off to Draymond. Here come the Dubs. Draymond down the left side. Waits. Backdoor cut. Klay Thompson beautifully done. And he dunked it down with two hands. Boy, Draymond set that up perfectly. Just hesitated for a moment and kind of gave a little eye contact to Klay. Said, hey, go backdoor. And Klay responded. High screen and roll for the Nets. Dinwiddie penetrates over to Quincy Acey. Shot blocked by Draymond. It goes out of bounds. Well, Steve Kerr is worried about energy, but the Warriors have nothing but. Here as we start the game at the Barclays Center. 5:09 to go in the first quarter.
Well,
they've been here in Brooklyn since 2012, 2013. P.J. Carlissimo took over that year for Avery Johnson. Got to the playoffs. Zeller with the inbounds at midcourt. Feeds over now. Crabb with a jumper left side. That's a swish for Alan Crabb. Originally signed a big offer sheet from Brooklyn. Portland matched it. They came over in a trade last year for Andrew Nicholson. Here's Curry with a step back off the dribble. It's going to be short. And it's grabbed by Damari Carroll. Out of the back with a right hand. Comes down, pulls up, won't fire. Throws to Dinwiddie. 4:45 to go first quarter. Warriors lead 16-12. Dinwiddie fires away from downtown. Nothing there. And Klay Thompson with a defensive rebound. McGee and Iguodala have come in now for Golden State. Draymond, dribble drive, bumped by Acey, throws over to Iguodala. Left corner, Curry. Curry waits. Guarded by Dinwiddie. Waits for traffic to clear. Raises up and draws a foul. It's a sweep through. Or will it be shots? And Ben Taylor comes over. And they're going to decide whether it's a two or three. Scott Wall is there. Kate Fitzgerald as well. Remember, Scott Wall was the official down in Memphis when Steph Curry had the mouth guard incident there, which cost him a pretty penny, though he was not suspended. And with 4:27 to go in the first quarter, we have our first review of the day. And of course, all calls under review brought to you by Ring Central. Drive a seamless communication and collaboration experience for your modern workforce. Ring Central, communicate, collaborate, and connect. And they're trying to decide right now whether it's a two or a three of this particular shot by Steph Curry, so we'll figure out what that's going to be. Spencer Dinwiddie starting in the lineup, of course, with no Jeremy Lin, no D'Angelo Russell, and Dinwiddie has responded with a pretty good start.
I've definitely shot the ball better, opportunity, and then I just credit the coach staff. You know, they believed in me and worked out with me all summer and took some jumps in my game, and so all credit goes to them, and I'm just excited to keep playing for the Nets right now.
They decided it was a two for Curry. And so now it's a 17-12 game as he hit the first free throw. Second one's on the way. It's short. Acey with a rebound. Dinwiddie coming off 25 points, 8 assists, and 5 boards against Utah. Right sideline, Carroll. Outside the arc. Backs up with the dribble. Waits for Zeller. Gets the screen. Sets his feet. Lets it fly. In and out. Rebound tipped away from Draymond. But Andre Iguodala right there to Corrala down the near wing. Takes it from the Warrior bench, comes hard to the paint. A little right-hand flip, no good, and a foul on Dinwiddie as Iguodala with a cry of despair. Dinwiddie not happy. Kenny Atkinson palms to the sky, comes over. And Iguodala will shoot two. Third quarter on our Kaiser Permanente scoreboard in Miami, and the Indiana Pacers with a 67-59 advantage. It's the only other game being played right now. Later start. Detroit at Minnesota and Chicago and Phoenix. Denver is in Los Angeles to take on the Lakers. Iguodala makes the first of two. Andre bends, shoots, and misses the second. So the Warriors, slow start from the line here tonight. Rebound of the Nets. Up to the front court it goes. Zeller will take a left side jumper. That's no good. Deflected right to McGee. Here comes Draymond Green down the floor. Looking for a backdoor cut from Nick Young, who's checked in. Young will circle the far side, comes the middle, catches, fades, and shoots over Zeller. Contested two. Up, no good. Tip right to Curry, though. In traffic, back to Young. He'll fire away. Three ball. Left corner pocket for Nick Young. And the Warriors lead by nine. Nets have it in the front court. Carroll, hands off. Jump around the way. It's up and good for the far side. Joe Harris has checked in now. He's in his fourth year out of Virginia. Jump now a lob for McGee inside. Great catch and a banked it in low left. Boy, the game going fast and furious here. 23-14. Zeller changes the play to Harris. Harris off the screen, top side, wanting to make a move. Down the lane, kicked it over to Damari Carroll. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Carroll retreats to midcourt with a left-hand dribble. Watches Quincy Acey flash through. Acey catches, drives on Nick Young, goes to the baseline, throws it outside. Driving now is LeVert, who gets inside to Zeller, who scores and got fouled. We get a timeout with 2:47 to go in the first quarter. Now we got a chance for an and one for Tyler Zeller when we come back. 23-16 the score. Warriors on top by 7. The defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors.
Man, he's just a smart basketball player. I mean, I didn't know that he moved around so well, you know, for playing against him over the years. But he moves so well. He finds the open area. He's just a smart basketball player.
That's Kevin Durant talking about Omri Caspi. Tyler Zeller missed the free throw. Caspi with a rebound. Young got it to McGee in the front court. Now gets it to Curry. Straighten up for a three. It's good. Steph Curry buried it. At Golden State now, leading by 9, 26-17. Curry has 10. Coming off a 20-point third quarter last night. Pass by Harris. Gets it to the near sideline for Brooklyn right now. Kilpatrick, a former Santa Cruz Warrior, has checked in. And we have a foul. Quincy Acey and Nick Young were jostling for position. Sean Kilpatrick, 6'4", 210 pounds, his fourth year out of Cincinnati. He scored in his last of three games.
Second team foul
on Golden State. That last foul on Draymond. Both teams with two. Zeller to the far wing. Up top. Caris LeVert with it. Dribbles on McGee. Shovel pass over the far side. Dribble drive inside. And a rejection by McGee. Knocked it away from Kirkpatrick. Young had the ball deflected away from him by Zeller. Harris has it. Chest pass the corner. Kilpatrick with a three in the corner. Nothing there for Curry, who takes a defensive rebound. Warriors lead by 9. Curry comes middle. Pulls up for three in transition and knocked it down. Warriors up 12. Curry has 13 of the 29. Kilpatrick now, pick and roll with AC. Throws to AC, who shoots over Curry. A pick and pop, and it's up and good. Quincy AC cuts the Warrior advantage to 9. Now a bad pass, deflected, and who's it off of? It's going to be Golden State with a turnover. Ben Taylor says it wasn't deflected. Looks like Young threw it away there. Third turnover for the Warriors, very acceptable rate for them, with a minute 25 to go in the quarter. Near side, LeVert got it to AC. Kilpatrick outside waiting, throws up top, got it to LeVert, drives on Caspi, stops and pops, nice move, 17-footer, but it couldn't finish. Had the rebound pulled down by McGee. Curry to Young. Young not afraid to fire left wing. Swish for Nick Young. His second three ball in the corner makes it 32-20. Nets put on the brakes. Kilpatrick spins, finds AC. Over to Harris. Harris, top of the key. Fired away over Caspi. Too strong. McGee in traffic came down and missed two nets and got hit on the play. It's going to be a foul on Brooklyn.
Brooklyn foul on number 44, Tyler Zeller.
Tyler Zeller with the foul.
Final 2 minutes.
Curry to bring it up. They play lots of music here at the Barclays Center. Every possession, it seems like. Curry, the far wing. Crossover. Moving now. Behind the back. Dribble drive. Stop. Shovel to McGee. McGee will take the jumper. 18-footer. No good. Curry had the rebound, but it deflected off his hands. Right to LeVert. LeVert. Far hash mark. Waits, wants to make a move on Young. Stumbles with a drive, goes up, and McGee erased it from memory. Knocked it off the glass, and Iguodala comes out to midcourt. He will hold for the final look of the quarter. 14 seconds to go. Warriors leading by 12. Down to 10 seconds. Andre, middle of the floor, waiting. Finds Curry off of McGee's screen. It's a three, and it's short. And Kilpatrick has it with two, with one. Crosses midcourt, shoots, and it's off the glass, up and no good. And the first quarter is over. Warriors on top 32-20. We're done with one here in Brooklyn on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Well, time for your game summary. We're done with one here in Brooklyn. I'm Tim Roy. The Warriors with a 32-20 lead. Steph Curry with 13 points on 5 of 8 shooting in that first quarter. Warriors started the quarter 5 of 16, around 31%. They finished the quarter 8 of 12 at 67%. So getting some good shots back and forth we go. And the Warriors will start in the second quarter with Sean Livingston at the point guard position. No Kevin Durant tonight. Out with the left ankle sprain. Bounce pass to Andre. Finds Nick Young. Young fades, leans back, rocks back, and knocks down a jump shot. Nick Young off the bench already with 8 points. Nets with the ball. Kilpatrick with it. Goes to the left side. Jumper by Harris, no good. Harris gets it back from Zeller, who got the offensive rebound, and Harris is fouled. It's Hollis, Jefferson, Zeller, Harris, LeVert, and Kilpatrick for the Nets. Thompson, McGee, Young, West, and Livingston for the Warriors. Harris to shoot two. First one's on the way. It's good. Harris, 6'6", 219 pounds. He's 26 years old. Was the 33rd pick of the Cleveland Cavaliers back in 2014. Been giving them some good production off the bench. He misses the second free throw. That's a 34-21. Rebound to the Warriors, and they're already in the front court. Sean Livingston middle. Bounce pass to Andre at the left elbow. Throws to the right side of the key, and David West cashes in from there. About a 20-footer for West. That's a 36-21. West old school that way. He is a master of the mid-range. Zeller with a catch. Right side. Handoff. Gets the far side pass. Now it's Kilpatrick. Herky-jerky move. Spins it back to the wing to LeVert. He wants to go on Young. Does it. Gets it to the baseline. Hollis Jefferson goes strong and knocked away by West. And Klay Thompson comes away with it. Thompson right side to Livingston. Pulls up. Rotates to Iguodala. To the corner to Young. He'll fire away. Three ball, no good. LeVert plays college ball at Michigan. Has a defensive rebound. Dribbles front court. Sets his feet. It's a three. Front rim. Glass no good. Tipped out by Livingston to Young and back to Sean. Sean down the left side. Comes middle across the foul line to West. Pump fake. Jab step. It won't shoot. Feeds Iguodala. Who will? A 17-footer. Nothing but net for Andre. It's a 17-point lead for the Warriors. And the Nets one time. 10:23 to go in the first half. 38-21 Golden State. On the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Well, on Saturday, November 25th, Anthony Davis, DeMarcus Cousins, and the New Orleans Pelicans come to town. It's a debut to the town Nike uniforms on a Saturday slate night. Over this 5:30 special weekend start, go to Warriors.com. It's about 2 minutes into the second quarter. Nets with the ball in the front court. Harris weaves his way out to Kilpatrick. Kilpatrick waits. Bump screen by Zeller. Comes to the right elbow. Stops in traffic and shoots an awkward-looking shot. That's tipped away by David West and grabbed by Nick Young. Brooklyn's shot selection here in the first half has been dubious sometimes. Livingston with the ball to Nick Young. Young between the circles. High post to Iguodala. Andre turns and faces, waits, watches Thompson cut through. The secondary cutter is Young. No look bounce pass to West. Three on the clock, gotta go. West turns and shoots a fadeaway with a buzzer sounding. It's off the rim and run down by Kilpatrick on the far side. Brooklyn looking for their seventh win. Warriors trying to go 2-1 on the road trip. Nice move by Kilpatrick down the left side. And he banked it home, taking it all the way baseline to baseline. And he's cut the Warrior lead to 15. That was a nice move by Kilpatrick. Andre Iguodala, middle of the floor, goes right side to Thompson, over to Young. Young lets it fly, three ball, hit the rim, came straight down. Kilpatrick with the rebound. Left side, LeVert, touch pass to Harris, right corner, three, no good. That was a good possession, though, for Brooklyn, and Iguodala, defensive rebound. Andre, trailing his Young, takes the pass from Iguodala. Iguodala gets it back to Livingston, right sideline, to West. West looks, Klay Thompson got free in traffic, goes up on the right side, and hogos his way up and in. Good back cut by Thompson off a screen. Good read by David West. Harris, top of the key right. Throws middle. Got it to Hollis Jefferson. Now LeVert shows the ball. Two dribbles to the paint. Spins. Fadeaway over Livingston. Front rim miss for the Nets, who are shooting 26.5%. 9 of 34 from the field. Warriors up 17. Iguodala feeds West. Downstairs to Klay, but he was denied. It's out of bounds. And it goes to the Warriors. Ball was deflected out of bounds. Kilpatrick says, wait a minute, Klay Thompson went to save it, but Cain Fitzgerald says it was already out of bounds.
I got so, through that.
14. Kenny Atkinson says, as I got good eyes. Ball thrown into Iguodala on the near wing. Clay Thompson tapping the key jumper, knocked it down. Curling from the left wing. Clay now has 8 points. That's 42-23 Warriors. 4 minutes gone by in the second. Kilpatrick downtown, no good. Rebound, Hollis Jefferson, shoveled it out to LeVert. Hollis Jefferson gets it back, baseline goes up. David West with a reject and then a left-hand finish for Hollis Jefferson on the right side of the basket, and it makes it 42-25. Hollis Jefferson really struggling here in the first half, though he does have 6 rebounds. Trying to score is where he has had problems tonight. Iguodala with the ball. Raises up. Shoots over Hollis Jefferson. Nothing there. And Kilpatrick circles back for the rebound. Kilpatrick accelerates. Left side of the paint. Off glass and no good. David West pulls down the board and locates Livingston. The Iguodala to the cup with a finish. And it's up and in and out. Iguodala thought he got fouled. AC will take it the other way. Livingston fouls Hollis Jefferson. Couldn't hear the whistle because the music was a little too loud. Heaven forbid the concert get in the way of, you know, I mean, the basketball get in the way of the concert here. Non-stop. Crab checks in for Brooklyn. Kilpatrick to sit down. Dinwiddie in as well. LeVert on the bench as well. Hollis Jefferson to Quincy Acey. Good pump fake. Oh, my goodness. David West ran into him. It's going to be 3 shots for Acey. And that was, if you know the body types of these two players, Quincy Acey, 6'7", 240 pounds. And then David West coming at him at 6'9", 250. This was not a lighthearted collision. And now they're discussing whether or not, I think, if AC was shooting, it's a 3-shot foul, and AC will head to the stripe. They called the foul, and Iguodala. Andre's going, what? It was David West. It wasn't Iguodala. Quincy AC shooting 36% on threes. Not known as a 3-point specialist, but that's not a. That's not an embarrassing number. That's a rather solid number from three. First free throw was no good. Second one good for Quincy Acey. Played his college ball at Baylor. He's from Mesquite, Texas.
Number three, David West.
Do you barbecue with gas in Mesquite? I think not. It's Draymond Green comes in. Andre to sit down. And Acey hits the second free throw of his 3 attempts, and he's 2 for 3. Warriors will bring it up. 42-27 Golden State. Livingston with the ball. Right wing, Clay Thompson. Quick release and a splash. A 2-pointer for Clay. 44-27. That was vintage Clay Thompson right there. Second Warrior in double figures now with 11. And here comes the Nets of the attack. Harris pump fake on Draymond. Goes in. Blocked by Draymond. Late whistle and a foul. Draymond didn't think it was, but Scott Wall will put Harris to the free throw line. Looked like maybe on the follow through he got him on the back of the head. Boy, now that I look at it on an in-house replay here in Brooklyn, I beg to differ with my first opinion. That looked like in this man's NBA, that would be a clean block. But Harris will shoot. Here, Draymond. That's a horrible call. Harris was second team all ACC as a senior, which is quite an accomplishment in that conference. Hits both free throws, 44-29. Played for the Virginia Cavaliers. McCall with the ball to Draymond Green, right side to Clay Thompson. Warriors up 15. David West at the post, guarded by Quincy Acey. Backdoor cut, Clay Thompson falling out of bounds. He was shoved that way. And it's going to be a foul on Brooklyn, and it should be Alex Crabb. It is. That is going to be first a team foul on Brooklyn. Warriors have 4. West out, and Kevon Looney comes in. Boy, Looney had some nice minutes last night in Philadelphia. His confidence may be at an all-time NBA high. Livingston to McCall, and he hands it back to Sean. Right corner looking for Draymond. Draymond didn't expect the pass. It goes sailing out of bounds. Unforced error there, and the fourth turnover on Golden State. Crabb picks up the dribble, gets it middle of the floor, gets it back from Dinwiddie. One-on-one on Looney. Crabb goes to work, fades, and shoots a contested two. Good defense by Looney. Stayed on the ground with the fakes, and here comes McCall on the board to Livingston in transition. Pull up from 14. Got it, Sean Livingston. Straight on with the hoop. And Warriors lead by 17. They've been able to keep the Nets at bay for most of the half. Dinwiddie with the ball. Feeds Crabb. Harris. Run off the line. Draws two. Feeds AC. It's a three in front of the Brooklyn bench. No good. Draymond with the rebound. Draymond dribbles out. Carroll trying to guard him. Draymond lowers his head. Full head of steam. Goes inside. Goes for the back shot. And a foul on Damari Carroll. Draymond forcing the issue there. And Draymond will shoot two. He's kind of lowered his head and got to the line. General Manager Bob Myers is on the trip. We saw him downstairs before the game, and that's what he has seen about the Warriors over the last couple of weeks.
Focus mostly. I mean, I think as far as just wherever it was, China early season, not coming mentally prepared for the games, and having leads and then relinquishing them. So I think going through those early kind of ups and downs helped us now. And Steve would say, and he does say, he'd like to start games better. I think we're still a little choppy at the outset of games, but we've played some good teams. I mean, we've played a lot of playoff teams.
Draymond with the first free throw. That's his first point. There's an old man that tries to get the free throw shooters to miss behind the basket. Unsuccessful there. Draymond makes two. He's got a Nets jersey and bright red sleeves. Goes through the motions. He's not like the guy used to hang out in Washington and yell at guys, the lawyer there. 48-29, Warriors up. Here's Dinwiddie going reverse. Nice move. Can't finish. Draymond clears. Curry back on the floor. Takes it down the left side. Hesitation move. Got shoved. It's on the rim. It won't go, but Steph will shoot two. Curry just a little bit too quick off the dribble there. That's on Dinwiddie. That might be his third. Yeah, it is. It is on Dinwiddie. His third foul. So that gets Caris LeVert up off the bench for Kenny Atkinson. Kenny Atkinson played his college ball at the University of Richmond. Helped them back in the late 80s to a couple of big tournament wins, including one over Indiana. Curry's free throw is good, and it's a 20-point lead for the Warriors in what is a very quiet Barclays Center. Time for your Twitter question, brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Go to mountainmikespizza.com and order away. Just give us a chance. Well, where and how are you checking us out on this Sunday afternoon back in the Bay? With the Warriors already having 50 points in the first half with 5:17 to go. Crabb now, that was Carroll on Curry. Rookie Jared Allen on the floor first time. Air ball to jump hook. I think Draymond might have got a piece of that. Curry comes out of the pack with the ball. Chest pass to Livingston. Rotates on the baseline to the left wing. The Draymond trailing. It's a three, and it's a rounded out. And Damari Carroll pulls down the rebound. Carroll backs up Kevon Looney to the foul line. Dribbles in on him. Stripped by Kevon. It's out of bounds. It's going to be Brooklyn ball. 15 to shoot. 4:47 to go in the quarter number two. Nets making that big deal with Boston years ago, but it was a gamble that did not pay off. They got to the playoffs. Never made much noise with that team, but certainly would like to have had those draft picks back over the last few years. Crabb with a three. It's blocked by Draymond. Knocked out of the air. What a reject by Draymond. Here comes Curry. Curry front court to Looney. Looks for Draymond downstairs. Hand off to Curry in traffic. Dribbles on the near wing. Backs up. Throws to Draymond. They'll reset. Sean Livingston back to Curry. Left wing. It's a quick release. No good on the three. And Allen juggles the rebound and pulls it down. He's the rookie from Texas. Got it over to Damari Carroll. Shoveled now. Gets it back. Carroll in the corner. Takes the jumper. It's up and good. And he got fouled by Curry. It's a three. And Curry, a little body contact there. And Damari Carroll's got a chance for a four-point play. And we get a timeout charge to the Warriors with 4:12 to go in the first half. It's 50-32 here in Brooklyn. Warriors on top on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. We have 4:12 to go before halftime, and it's a 50-32 game. Curry with a foul on Damari Carroll. Curry talking to Scott Wall about it. And Curry was intimating that Carroll kicked out with his leg.
one more shot.
Nets last year 20-62, their fourth worst record since joining the NBA in 76. Carroll's free throw doesn't go. Curry off the deflection, carries it down the right sideline with the dribble. Guarded by LeVert, McCaw will pop out middle. Handoff back to Curry off a Looney screen. It was a good one. Back to Looney, pick and roll down the lane. Right hand, good and a foul. He got fouled by Allen. Kevon Looney, I mentioned about his confidence, and you can see it right there. Decisive when he caught the ball in the pick and roll, came hard with the right hand, and got it high and soft up off the glass. And Allen fouled him on the bump. You know, half the deal, I think, with a young big guy, when they're learning how to play offense in the NBA, is catching the ball, learning how to catch the ball, and to catch it in the way to convert. Free throw no good. Carroll with a rebound. Got it to LeVert down the right wing. To the elbow. Gets a screen by Allen, but LeVert guarded by Draymond. This dribbles on the right side, brings it up top. Got it to Crabbe, and far wing to Booker. Booker wearing a black headband, the black-clad Brooklyn Nets. LeVert, crossover dribble, runs into Draymond again. Gives it up. Crabbe takes a three and knocked it down with a buzzer sounding. Was not a great possession for the Nets, but Crabbe made it pay off. Now a steal in the front court, but Crabbe caught the ball right in front of the Warrior bench and stepped on the sideline. Crabbe, of course, wants to check it out. Like every guy in the NBA, they immediately look up to the big board. They want to get the replay. Curry tosses in. To McCaw, back to Curry, going hard right side, to the elbow, back to Looney, good catch, two dribbles, handoff Curry, he's open, he'll fire, no good with the three, Looney hustles to the rebound, Kevon Looney, one dribble, needs help, locates Draymond, Draymond's open, right angle, triple for Draymond, nothing there, and grab defensive rebound for the Nets, throws it out, one stolen by Curry, Curry back two on one, looks it behind the back for Looney, Looney gets it, Waits goes up, got fouled and scored! The pass was really low. Looney caught it and then had to spin around in traffic and knocked it down. And Kevon Looney, second time in about a minute, he's got a chance for a three-point play. 54-35. Warriors leading. Now trying to get the 20-point lead again, and Looney's free throw bounces around and does not drop. Crabbe clears to the right side. Karis LeVert waiting with 2:55 to go in the second quarter. LeVert waiting with the dribble. Brings it middle. Throws to the right wing. Got it to Carroll, who runs into Curry, and it's a foul on Steph for just being in the way. It'll be his second.
Stephen Curry, his second.
And that's going to be the Warriors are over the limit. Both teams over the limit right now. And so Carroll will shoot two. We'll pause right now. 10-second station identification on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network. I want to thank everybody at Q102 for welcoming us with open arms on this Sunday afternoon. Free throws are good for Damari Carroll. And it's 54-37. The Warrior lead is 17. Curry with a pick. Gets an open look and knocked down an elbow jumper. Teams are making the Warriors run off the three-point line, but Curry is certainly not hesitating, taking that open two. 56-37, points are points. Out pass now stolen by Curry, saved it, but it's deflected away. Curry's in the front row. Down there goes LeVert, who goes in and scores. Curry is okay, and the fans have a memory of a lifetime in the front row. Curry will take it across the timeline with 3 seconds to spare. Get Curry off a screen, steps out for a three this time, and got that! Curry putting on a show. He's got 20 in the first half on a very crisp 7-for-12 shooting effort. 59-39 Warriors. Here comes Crabbe trying to answer back with a three. No good. Looney, defensive rebound. Got it to Thompson, to Curry, middle of the floor. Curry accelerates right down the lane to the cup, off the glass, and then he slapped the basket support. It's 61-39 Warriors. Stephen Curry ready to play after that great comeback last night in Philadelphia. Now is Damari Carroll with the dribble, and he stepped out of bounds with the ball. Now, if you had a minute 43 to go in the first half, it's the first time someone would step out of bounds with the ball. Well, let me tell you, you win. Warriors have the ball. Iguodala, the Jordan Bell, who's just checked in. Screens for Curry. Curry down the lane. Bounce past Looney. Goes up. Rejected by Jared Allen. Just roofed him. On the far side, LeVert goes to the corner. Crabbe, quick dribble, and he again Stepped out of bounds. This time on the baseline. Turnover Brooklyn. And that is their eighth of the half. Warriors have only four. Kenny Atkinson has words of encouragement for Scott Wall. Just trying to help him with his job. 80 seconds to go in the half. Curry calls the play via body language. Gets it to Klay Thompson. Thompson turns, shoots on the free throw line. No good. Allen is getting a nice long run. He's got a very good 70s-like throw. Gets it to the front court. LeVert always wants to put it on the floor. Shoveled in the near wing to Carroll. Carroll comes back outside. 53 seconds to go in the half. Shot clock at 7. Carroll, top of the circle, drives on Jordan Bell. Leans in to shoveled it up and in. Not pretty, but it was effective. 61-41 Warriors. Curry lets it roll. Picks up in the front court. Quick move on LeVert. Stops. Pump fake. Leans in. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound tip. Curry's got it in traffic. Curry holds it low. Dribbles away from the big guys. Feeds Klay Thompson. A whistle. It's going to be an offensive foul on Curry. It's going to be his third in the half. Curry shoveled to Thompson, then tried to set a screen for Klay and was called for the foul. Curry said something very funny to the bench. Everybody's cracking up down there, but he'll have to sit down now with 38.5 to go. And McCaw to replace him. Joe Harris tries space the floor for Brooklyn. The shooter comes in, gets it to Damari Carroll. Carroll up the floor, waits for Allen, gets the screen. Again, shoveled it up, just leaning in on the defender. And again, it's one of the things that drives me crazy. The offensive guy leans in, draws contact by just lowering their head, pushing into the defender, and caused the foul. Steve Kerr has that same discussion with Kane Fitzgerald and Ben Taylor, but Carroll will shoot free throw. Knocked it down. You can hear all the talk, the banter around the free throws. Somebody said, you guys created this mess. Jordan Bell with a rebound off the second free throw. 61-42. I would watch a show just on bantering around the free throw line. I would watch that show all night. Andre Iguodala brings it up the floor. Between the circles, waiting. Gets a screen from Looney. Looking for Thompson. Can't get it, so Andre just shoots it with four left, and why not? Why not? Just take the three. Off the dribble, he knocked it down. 64-42 Warriors. Quickly in front court. LeVert, dribble drive, gets to the rim. Knocked away, blocked away. I think it was Bell or Looney. Thompson saved it to Iguodala. Throws it up at the buzzer off the glass. And no good. Well, the Warriors, who lead the NBA in three-point scoring at 32.8 per game this year. And, of course, the Warriors now lead by 22 at the break. They trailed by 22 at the break last night. 64-42, Warriors on top of Brooklyn. Coming up at halftime, Omri Caspi, who started tonight for Kevin Durant. We're going to hear some conversation from him, an earlier recorded conversation on Beyond the Arc, plus R.C. Davis and a look at the NBA on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Rather workmanlike first half for the Golden State Warriors, getting 32 points in each quarter while allowing only 20 in the first and 22 in the second. Warriors have held the Nets to 28% shooting, while the Splash Brothers, Curry with 22, Klay Thompson with 10. The only two scorers at double figures for the Warriors, who were shooting 48% while turning the ball over only 5 times during that first half of play. And the Warriors coming in after last night's tremendous comeback win in Philadelphia. Nets, by the way, turned the ball over with the second highest increase in the NBA a year ago. That was in a year where turnovers were down. As a result, their opponents took shots within 10 seconds, 55% of the time. But tonight, 8 turnovers for the Nets, resulting in 8 points for the Warriors. So it hasn't been that drastic. But I would say early offense for Golden State has been very prevalent. Glad you're with us here on the Warriors Radio Network. I'm Tim Roy in the Cyber Policy Broadcast booth. Golden State will be going at the basket to our left. And the Warriors will throw the ball in. Draymond Green with Curry. Omri Caspi making the start tonight. Kevin Durant out with a sore left ankle. It's his first start with the Warriors. He's had 138 previous starts in his NBA career, averaging over 11 points and 5 boards in those starts. Warriors with the ball. Caspi with a touch from Pachulia. Middle of the floor. High post to Draymond. Great backdoor bounce to Curry. Left hand in traffic. And it goes high off the window and good. He made that look easy, and it was incredibly difficult. Dinwiddie was in foul trouble in the first half. Passes to Hollis Jefferson, back to Dinwiddie. Almost traveled on the catch. Got a screen from Zeller, who's making the second half start. Hollis Jefferson lowers his head, cut off by Draymond. Comes middle, pump fake, takes a tough shot from eight. Won't go. Carroll with the rebound. Blocked by Caspi. Carroll got it back. Feeds Hollis Jefferson, goes up high. No good. It did not draw iron. Caspi with the rebound. Kick out to Curry. Warriors up 24. Curry. Pass to Draymond. Draymond, little 10-footer, rounded out. Golden State with their largest lead of the game. But down the way, Hollis Jefferson beats the Warriors down the floor and gets fouled by Draymond Green. He's got a chance for an and one. Came down the right side and scored.
One more shot for Rondo.
Curry with 22 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals in the first half. That is getting it done. The free throw is no good. It was good, 66-45. Curry with the ball in the front court between the circles. Finds Klay Thompson down the lane to Zaza. Stops, palm fake, goes up over Zeller. Up and good, he got fouled. Got underneath Zeller. And they came up over the top of him on the move. And just flicked it up there. And Zaza a chance for an and one. It's his first point of the night. So now all 5 starters have scored. Like the Warriors have 11 different players who have scored in this game. And Pachulia back to the stripe. Zaza, who has his 2 sons with him. They're acting as ball boys on this trip. What great little kids they are. And they got some game, too. 69-45, Zaza hit the free throw. Dinwiddie, pass inside to Carroll. Carroll back over to Dinwiddie. Driving is Hollis Jefferson. Dinwiddie, pump fake, dribbles middle. Meets a variety of defenders. Finds a wide-open Damari Carroll, who misses the left corner 3. And it's grabbed by Draymond. Draymond head up with the dribble. Takes it across midcourt. Waiting for something to happen. Now dribbles to the far wing. Stops. Throws to the other side to Zaza. Fakes a pass. Now puts it on the deck. 1 dribble back to Draymond. Takes a deep 3 on the left wing and canned it. Just nailed it. And he jumps up and down in celebration. His first 3 of the night. It's 72-45. Warriors with the lead. They're in control here. Far side. Catching and firing his crab, and he gets it right back for Brooklyn with a 3 of his own. Now Curry, long throw ahead to Caspi. Catches and turns, a little jump hook with the right hands up and good. Caspi just running the floor. It's 74-48 Warriors. 26-point advantage, led by 27 a moment ago. Now again, crab, same spot, same shot, no good. Rebound goes to Curry. Curry to the front court, head up with the dribble. Good fake on Dinwiddie. Comes in, throws it up off the window, no good. And the Nets get the rebound. Hollis Jefferson spins away from Steph in the backcourt. Takes it to the timeline. Feeds over to Dinwiddie. Shows the ball, does not shoot. Guarded by Caspi. ISO'd on the left side. Dribble drive got right to the rim around Caspi, and he scores. Well, Caspi might have been expecting some help there. 74-50. Draymond Green walks it up the floor. Draymond gets the far side to Klay Thompson. Back to Zaza. Zaza dropped it. Picked it back up. Goes downstairs. Caspi with a lay-in. Omri Caspi with a great back cut on the baseline. He scores. He's at double figures. Third Warrior to get there at 76-50. Nets with the ball. Dinwiddie, middle of the floor. Comes left. Left-hand dribble. Goes to the corner. Hollis Jefferson open. He'll fire. Misses. Rebound Caspi. Warriors have held Hollis Jefferson to 3 of 11 shooting. Curry wasn't looking for the ball. Ball deflected. Curry gets it back. Weaving in traffic off of 1 foot. It's up and good. Curry with a jump shot. He's just making it up as he goes along. 78-50 the score. The Warriors on top by 28. And the Nets one time on the Warriors Radio Network. Presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. 8:26 to go, third quarter. Warriors up 78-50. Let's get back to our where and how are you listening and how's your day going at Warriors Vox, Warriors VOX, or send me an email, Tim Roy, T-I-M-R-O-Y-E, at warriors.com. It's brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Go to mountainmikespizza.com and order away. Nets with the ball. Warriors leading 78-50. Jumper on the left side up, but good for Alex Crabb. It's a three. Crabb now 4 of 10, 3 of 7 from distance. And he's got 11 points. Curry with the ball in the front court to the hash mark. Puts on the brakes. And feeds Draymond Green to Klay Thompson. Knocked away. Zeller has it. Zeller with a bounce pass. Got it up ahead. Ball thrown to Carroll waiting as Crabb fed him up the Dinwiddie. He's wide open, takes a dribble, has all day to shoot it, and makes the three. Trevor Booker with a left ankle sprain is doubtful to return for Brooklyn. And the Warriors leading by 22 now, 78-56. Back-to-back threes for Brooklyn. Caspi, pressured by Carroll, spins away from him, got fouled. That's going to be a side out for the Warriors, and that'll be the third team foul. Well, team second. The scoreboard was quick. Quick on the trigger there. Second team foul. Curry off the side out to the broken circle. Throws to Zaza at the elbow. He'll fire. Jumper short. Curry hustles to the rebound. Curry behind the back with a dribble. It's his 10th rebound. He's got a double-double. Fires away a three from Caspi on the right side. And the rebound deflected out of bounds. It's going to be a loose ball foul. And Zeller over the back of Zaza. Jeshua says he's meal prepping. He's got a frosted cold malted beverage in Albany. Did I paraphrase that enough? Okay. Caspi gets it into Thompson. Now to Pachulia. Pachulia high post. He checks in on email, by the way. Caspi, left-hand dribble, retreats. Shoveled over to Klay Thompson. Thompson waits. Gets a screen from Zaza. Klay down the lane. Shoots a playful floater. It's up and good. Warriors have scored 80 now with 6:52 to go in the third. And they lead by 24. Middle of the floor, Dinwiddie off a screen by Zeller. Dinwiddie goes all the way, throws it high off the window, and we have a whistle and another foul. Earl's going through the two-hour delay at Long Beach. Says, no problem, listening to this. Corey on his TuneIn app. Spencer Dinwiddie will shoot two now. You can check in at Warriors Vox, Warriors VOX on Twitter. Give me your thoughts on the proceeding at hands. Now, Golden State at halftime had 10 blocks already. They lead the NBA in blocks. And Dinwiddie at the free throw line makes two to make it 80-58. Spencer Dinwiddie was all Pac-12 the same year as Alex Crabb was at the Cal. Here's Draymond. His pass blocked out of bounds by Hollis Jefferson, another Pac-12 standout at Arizona. So a lot of West Coast flavor here. Curry to toss in. Backdoor cut, Caspi. He's open. Right hand little flip. Crawled on the rim. Bounced three times. Hung there for a moment. And then dropped in. It's a delay of game against the Warriors for headbutting the ball out of bounds. Of course, in professional wrestling, it's all good. Nets of the ball. Now we get a whistle. We get an offensive foul. A legal screen on the Nets and turns it over. Hollis Jefferson, the offending party. Glad you're with us here on Q102 FM, the Warriors Radio Network, the Warrior app, the NBA app, NBA.com, Audio League Pass, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and TuneIn. Here's Klay Thompson. Pick and roll with Draymond. Draymond fakes, lost the ball, goes to the corner, retrieves it, throws it outside to Klay. Klay waits, seven to shoot, drifting middle, down the lane, handoff Caspi with five, pass inside to Zaza, but it's a three. No, it's a foul. It's not Klay Thompson for an offensive foul as taking the charge across the way was Quincy Acey, who's just checked back in for Brooklyn. Wow. Seventh turnover on the Warriors. Christine's at Petaluma walking Maggie the dog before it rains again, listening to the Warriors. Here's Acey, Pump fake, dribble drive on Zaza, goes right down the lane, and he airballed the layup. He flipped it up in front of the rim, and it came straight down. Draymond Green to Curry. It's a three, and it popped in and out. Ball slapped to the far side, and Hollis Jefferson with the rebound. He kind of tried to put a little body English on it, and it went straight up, almost went backwards. Now it's Klay Thompson with a steal. Thompson takes it up the floor to Draymond. Draymond finds Curry. Curry now leaning in down the lane, and Curry's going to be called. No, it's a blocking foul on AC as Curry drove to the paint. The Nets bench thought it was a charge. AC with a foul. McGee and Iguodala in. Caspi and Pachulia out. Warriors will stay over tonight here in New York and then head to Oklahoma City on Tuesday. Play the Thunder on Wednesday and then Thanksgiving at home. Draymond Green off the inbound to Curry. Came from the right sideline. Curry crossover dribble on Dinwiddie. Penetrates over to Andre. He'll go baseline to the rack. Goes up. Lean back. It's up and good. Tough shot by Andre Iguodala to make it 84-58 Warriors. 5:05 to go here in the third. On the far wing, Carroll plays catch with Dinwiddie. Harris at the scorer's table for the Nets. Retreating is Crabb. Crabb two dribbles. Bounce pass to AC. AC turns. Shoveled it outside for Dinwiddie. Sets a screen for Dinwiddie. Nobody guards Dinwiddie, who penetrates over to Hollis Jefferson for a three in the left corner. A rare defensive breakdown tonight for the Warriors. That's 84-61. They lead by 23. Nets now shooting above 30%. First time in a long time, 31.7%. Draymond shoveled up a shot way too strong off the glass. And the Nets have the rebound, and they're coming right to left on your radio dial. Gliding down the near wing, Hollis Jefferson to Crabb, who's never afraid to fire a three, and why not? He hits another one. That's his fourth triple of the night, and it gets a timeout from Steve Kerr. Warriors 84, Nets 64. We'll take the break on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. 4:19 to go third. Warriors up by 20. They've led by as many as 28. Brooklyn's on a 6-0 run right now. Back to back threes. 84-64. Warriors attacking the basket to our right. Young finds Curry off a screen by McGee. Curry rotates over to Draymond. Draymond for three in the corner. Won't get it. And the rebound pulled down. Brooklyn looking for early offense here. LeVert takes it middle of the floor to Quincy Acey. Shows the ball. Dribbles twice. Hand off to Joe Harris. Harris back to Acey in the corner. Up top. Got it to Crabb. Crabb with four threes tonight. The Acey. LeVert always looking to drive. Stops. Spins the ball over to Hollis Jefferson. Dribbles into traffic. In trouble. Feeds to a cutter. It's Crabb down the lane. Good. Good patience by Brooklyn that time. It's 84-66. The run is 8 now for the Nets. Warriors lead below 20. Young with the ball. Warriors were up by 22 at the break. Curry off a screen by McGee. Curry to the foul line. Pushes it up with the right hand. It's up and good. Curry now with 28 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists. He is having a fantastic night here in Brooklyn. Crabb goes all the way in and scores over JaVale McGee. A very quick move. Boy, Crabb, this might be one of his better games against Golden State. He's got 18 points in 24 minutes. Young with the ball on the right side. He scored the last 7 for the Nets. McGee, backdoor bounce, beautiful pass to Curry, who leans back in, right hand off the glass. It's good. Curry on his backside picks himself up. He's got a 30-point game, a 30-10 rebound game. Right side, LeVert banked home a 3 from the right wing. He did not call glass. Curry will take it to the hash mark. Here goes McGee. Wing screen. Curry stops. And he'll fire for three. Left sideline. It's a swish. Boy, Curry right now is just out there. He's just having fun. He thinks the whole court is his right now. Crabb to Harris to the corner. Hollis Jefferson wants to drive on McGee. Flipped it up and crawls over the front rim. It's up and good. And a foul on JaVale McGee. That was a nice move. 91-73 is the score. No chance for the and one. Alejandra checks in on Twitter, says listening on the Warriors app while walking the dog. Shows a picture of the dog. Very nice. Steph listening on a drive to San Luis Obispo, celebrating his 50th birthday. Happy birthday, Steph. Heather says, please stop reading tweets. I can't follow the game. Oh, too late. We'll slow down, Heather, just for you. Free throw is good. And Hollis Jefferson, three-point play. It's 91-74, 2:10 to go. Curry down the near wing. Third quarter play here at the Barclays Center. Curry, crossover, left hand, dribbles in, got fouled by Karis LeVert, and then fouled by Quincy Acey again on the drive.
Brooklyn foul, number 22, Karis LeVert, his first.
LeVert with his first foul, and the Nets are over the limit, so at the free throw line goes Steph. Met you back at 12-13, their first year in Brooklyn. P.J. Carlesimo took over. They made the playoffs for the first time since 06-07. Jason Kidd coached in 13-14. But the slide started for Brooklyn there after that trade. Billy King acquiring the big three players with Pierce and Garnett coming over from Boston. But all those draft picks went to the Celtics as Curry hits two. Lionel Hollins coached for a couple of years. 93-74. Curry scored the last nine. He's got 35. Warriors on top. Minute 55 to go. Kravitzide knocked away by Looney, who's just checked in. Curry comes up with the ball. Curry in transition. Behind the back twice, three times. Throws to a cutting Caspi, who now just had to hit him in his hands. Comes to the elbow. He wasn't even looking. The ball hit him right in the hands. Iguodala stops. He'll pop a three ball for Andre at the top of the key. Warriors up by 22 again. Here comes Hollis Jefferson, goes up. Looney with the block and the foul. Looney with Young, Caspi, Iguodala, and Curry. Kevon Looney, having the support of the veterans throughout his journey through injuries the last couple of years. A couple of hip surgeries for Kevon. Free throw good. He has worked hard, gotten lean. Nets take Alex Crabb off the floor. They've got Hollis Jefferson, Dinwiddie, AC, Harris, and LeVert. And the second free throw is no good. And it's cleaned up by Caspi. No Kevin Durant tonight. He's out with the left ankle sprain. We'll see how it goes for him the next couple days before Oklahoma City. Curry with a silly turnover. He wanted Young to cut back door, but Young didn't make a move. Now LeVert driving into Caspi picks up a foul. Kevon Looney having the support of those veterans.
Andre has probably been the biggest help, talking about being professional, watching what you eat. That's probably my biggest turnaround from the summer is losing the weight. Part of the Andre just preaching to me every day since I came in the NBA about watching what you eat. Then watching, having guys like David West, even in my rookie year, I had Andrew Bogut and Andy Varejao, who have went through tough injuries. Sean Livingston went through tough injuries. They told me to stick with it, and everything's going to work its way out. So I had a lot of guys.
That's to Kevon Looney. Curry to Looney in the front court. To Looney, rebounded the miss by LeVert. He missed both free throws. Now we get a foul on Acey at the other end. And Looney kind of fell down, and I think Acey gave him a little bump, but it wasn't that bad. And Looney gets a chance now to get a couple of more. He's 0 for 2 from the stripe tonight. Well, it's just great to see, you know, it kind of rewards the free throws wide the left. They'll get another one. It's great to see a guy that works so hard, that gets to the gym first just about every day. And gets rewarded. Not granted at times. He's out there right now. He's got Steph Curry out there, a two-time MVP. Andre Iguodala, very good player. And Looney missed both. Acey with a defensive rebound, but Looney has improved, and he has gotten better. We've seen that on this road trip. Acey with the ball. Front court, left side, LeVert. LeVert to the corner to Hollis Jefferson. Shiver move on Andre, nothing there. LeVert drives on Looney, goes in, and left hand, it's up and good. That's a tough matchup for Looney, outside of the perimeter, guarding a quicker player. 96-77, 48 seconds to go in the quarter. Warriors in control of this game, as they have been from the opening tip. Curry off the screen, we got a whistle, we get a foul. And this will be on Dinwiddie, and that'll be his fourth foul. And Curry will get free throws.
Spencer Dinwiddie, his fourth personal penalty.
But Dinwiddie's had a real tough night tonight guarding Curry. And Curry at the stripe, first one's up and good. Well, if things go to plan for head coach Steve Kerr, Curry will be on the floor for these final 43.1 seconds, and then we'll have the rest of the night off. Second free throw is good, and Steph Curry has a 37-point, 11-rebound, 7-assist night. 98-77. Nets with the ball. Dinwiddie far side, guarded by Looney on a switch. Left hand to the paint. Stutter step goes up, yells, and draws the foul. And now Dinwiddie will shoot two. Dinwiddie talked about his improvement this year, which also has coincided with getting minutes with the injuries to Lynn and to Russell.
I've definitely shot the ball better, opportunity. And then I just credit the coach staff. You know, they believed in me and worked out with me all summer and took some jumps in my game. And so all credit goes to them. And I'm just excited to keep playing for the Nets right now.
Well, one of the things about the Nets is a lot of opportunity here for a lot of guys. We just saw it with Robert Covington down in Philadelphia. You know, if you work hard and improve, you got a chance really to make a dent, you know, with a team like Brooklyn and maybe get yourself into a better position. Curry up the floor quickly after the free throws, make it 98-79. Steal now, a long lead out for Hollis Jefferson, who saved it to the wing. LeVert with it with 22 seconds, takes a three and hit it right over the top of Curry, so the Warriors get a little sloppy, and their lead's down to 16. This is the closest the Nets have been since halftime. Curry with the ball on the far way. Waiting now. Lowers his head. Drives left. Pass to Looney. Whistle. It's going to be an offensive foul on Curry. That's going to be his fifth foul. He was playing with four. Curry's got five now. And all of a sudden, a little turn in this game, and the door is open ever so slightly for the Nets. Have a borderline call there on Steph Curry. Had a little help getting to Quincy Acey, but it's a charge. Down the near side, Dinwiddie, crossover dribble to the lane, to the rim, missed it, and another whistle against the Warriors, and a foul. Scott Wall blows the whistle. And Nick Young gets the foul call. With 1.7 to go in the quarter. And through turnover and a series of fouls, the Warriors have allowed the Nets to get back in the game. Free throw is good by Dinwiddie. It's 98-83. We've had four lead changes and two ties all early. And now all of a sudden the fourth quarter can be had. Iguodala will throw it the whole length of the court after the two free throws make it 98-84 at the end of three. A 10-2 run to end the third for Brooklyn. Fourth quarter upcoming on the Warriors Radio Network. Presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Time for game summary brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Go to mountainmikespizza.com. And order your pizza right now. You'll have it in time for the post-game show. Warriors with five turnovers in the third quarter after only a five-turnover half. Steph Curry with his 10th career regular season 30-10 game. That's 30 points and 10 rebounds, not 10 assists. He has 37 and 11. Andre Iguodala off the bench with a season-high tying 11 points. Nets of the ball, 98-84. Warriors on top. Harris running the baseline, gets open the right corner. His three, no good. AC, offensive rebound back to Harris. He'll reload topside. Nothing there, and Iguodala with a rebound with West, Green, Livingston, and Thompson. Crossing midcourt, Andre with the ball, hand off to Clay. Gets it over to West. Clay Thompson has yet to take a three in this game. Iguodala back to the basket. He's got a streak of 70 straight games. Iguodala retreats. Bounce pass to West. West at the box. Backs in. On the rookie, Allen takes a little jump hook over him, putting his left shoulder into his chest. And the Warriors have hit the century mark with 11:15 to go. It's 100-84. Bouncing with a dribble. Spencer Dinwiddie, guarded by West, throws to the corner to Allen, who hands it back, sets the screen, and now he'll turn the corner. Dinwiddie finds Harris. His third three attempt in the first minute of the fourth quarter, rebounded by Acey. LeVert fakes, drives, goes in, jump stop, layup, good, and he got fouled. 100-86. Getting the lead down to 14. Season high 11 rebounds. Curry has tied his season high with 37 at 15 in the third quarter. Of course, 20 in the third last night. And 35 points in the last two three quarters. Free throw good, 100-87. Now Klay Thompson with a turnover. And the Nets have all the momentum right now. Walking up is Dinwiddie. Crossover to the right hand. Stops right side of the key. Guarded by West. Takes him off the dribble. Gets to the cup. No good. Another whistle. Another foul. And the Warriors putting the Nets on the free throw line in regularity here in half number two. Not exactly what the head coach would have wanted. And so Dinwiddie at the free throw line. Free throw's up and good. It's 100-88 with 89 seconds gone by in the third. Free throw no good. Deflected. Klay Thompson saved it over to West. Back over to Draymond. Draymond directing traffic. It's on the near side now. Throws over to Klay Thompson. It's up and good, and it's a two. Foot on the line shot for Klay. Made a three in 69 straight. That's at 70. The game don't say 69. Far side, whistle, offensive foul on the Nets. Going to be on the rookie, Allen, for setting the screen.
Brooklyn's on the 31, Jared Allen. His first no team foul on the play. Back on the floor for Brooklyn, setting up EC. Number 9, DeMarre Carroll.
We're back. Warriors will throw it in. Livingston in the backcourt. Gets it to Draymond Green, middle of the floor to Klay Thompson. Thompson up to Iguodala. Bounce pass to Draymond at the three-point line. 102-88. Klay now steps out, jump around the way. Good, got it. Klay Thompson will step back from the free throw line. He's got 16. It's 104-88. Dinwiddie stops outside the arc, brings it. Throws it left side. LeVert shows the ball. Wants to drive again. Kicked it over to the corner. Carroll. Carroll to Harris. Knocked out of bounds by Sean Livingston. Another block for the Warriors. And that is their 12th block of the night. Two-hand toss by Harris up top to Allen. Leaves it for Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie, left-hand dribble to the foul line. Shoveled up a shot, no good. Rebound West. Long lead out for Andre. Catches like a wide receiver. Glides in, banked it up, no good. Harris had the rebound knocked out of his hands. It goes out of bounds. 9:20 to go. 16-point lead for the Warriors. And it's very quiet here in Brooklyn. And the Nets will bring it up. Looking for their... They're 6-9. It hasn't been a bad start for Brooklyn, considering the past couple of years. But it's going to be tough without Russell and Lynn. Dinwiddie leaves his feet, gets it to Damari Carroll, throws outside. LeVert with it, shot clock at 8. Off the Allen screen, LeVert sets his feet, lets it fly. It's no good. Draymond Green in traffic. Outlet to Iguodala. Iguodala steps around LeVert, down the lane, behind the back to Livingston, throws outside to Thompson, but he traveled. And the Warriors now with their 7th. Turnover of the half. Brooklyn calls time. 8:56 to go. Warriors 104, Brooklyn 88 on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Nets have dropped 7 of their last 10 games coming into tonight, but they're making a run on the Warriors here in the second half. It's 104-88. Warriors were up 22 at the break. We have 8:50 to go. Nets going at the basket to our left. Far side, inside, Allen wide open, over the head with a dunk. The rookie able to get that to fall by just going up and throwing it over the top. So this back to the basket, 104-90. Lead back down to 14. Livingston with the ball. The Draymond Green turns and faces, his pass kicked away. Jared Allen out of Texas, played 1 year there. 22nd pick of the draft. I think last year in a game against West Virginia, I think Franford Schill of ESPN said he had the dunk of the year. Klay Thompson, foul line off the inbounds, pass deflected out of bounds. Warriors maintained. It was intended for David West in the left wing. Shot clock down to 11. Iguodala will toss in. Finds Draymond. Clay curling, top of the circle, jumper up, off the rim, no good. And Damari Carroll with the rebound. Caspi heads to the scorer's table. Dinwiddie comes middle. Left hand dribble to the paint. Feeds Allen. Layup is up and good. Low right. Jaren Allen, 6'10", 234 pounds with a good wingspan, has cut the Warrior lead down to 12 with back-to-back buckets. 4 minutes gone by in the fourth. So what might have been fun for the Warriors is now going to be a game here in the fourth quarter. Livingston at the elbow. Lost the ball. Deflected. And on the deck trying to get it was Clay Thompson. It goes out of bounds. 13 turnovers, 8 of the 13 in half number 2. Caspi for David West. And the Warriors going to go with Draymond the 5 with Caspi, Iguodala, Livingston, and Clay Thompson. Nets to walk it up. Waiting is Dinwiddie. Off the screen by Allen. Locates now. Crab down the lane. Stripped. Lost the ball. On the deck. Picked up in the far corner by Carroll as it came right to him. 7 to shoot. Dinwiddie gets it. Right baseline. Goes up. Draws a foul on Caspi. And rolls off the rim. But he's got a chance now to shoot 2. Damari Carroll knowing that these Nets, well, they're not a finished product.
You know, it don't happen overnight. We're going to have some slippage. You know, we're a young ball club. At the end of the day, it's my job, you know, Kenny's job, and everybody else in this locker room to try to keep these guys together and keep their hair focused and try to pick up big wins.
Dinwiddie, first free throw was good. The Nets have all the momentum here. They've had it since about the 4-minute mark of the third quarter. Free throw by Dinwiddie gives him now 16 points and 6 assists. It's 104-94. It's a 10-point game. Warriors on top. Livingston with the ball on the right side. Feeds down to Clay Thompson. Thompson, pump fake. Thompson, left-hand dribble to the paint. Step back over Crab. Tough shot. Good defense by Crab. Rebound goes to Carroll. Carroll down the far wing. Drifting middle. Warriors led by 28 at one point. Crab off a screen. It's a 3. It's no good. The long rebound deflected. Nets get it. And a fresh clock for Brooklyn. Way outside, Dinwiddie with the catch from Hollis Jefferson. Waiting now. Dinwiddie goes right on a switch, guarded by Caspi with the dribble twice between the legs. Left-hand hesitation. Penetrates over to Allen, who runs the floor with a hook shot. It's up and good. Lead down to single digits. Steve Kerr has to talk it over. 6:41 to go. 104-96. The Warriors on top, and this building is alive on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors.
You know, we have so much talent. Sometimes we shoot ourselves in the foot, you know, trying to make the home run play. When, you know, it's, sometimes it just needs singles and doubles. And for the most part, that's our team.
That's Sean Livingston as the Warriors bring the ball up. 8 turnovers in the second half, and it's an 8-point game. The Warriors on top. They led by 28 at one point. Draymond Green in the front court, the far side. Waves Nick Young away. Feeds Curry, who's on the floor with 5 fouls. Dribbles to the paint. Pass to Caspi. Tough pass, turnover. There is turnover number 9 in the second half. Hollis Jefferson to a wide-open Damari Carroll. The 3's no good at Draymond. Good seal on the rookie Allen. Gets the rebound. Draymond down the floor. Goes all the way in. Throws to Iguodala. He won't shoot. Brings it back out. Curry goes to the far corner. Andre at the left hash mark. Draymond downstairs. Catches the ball. Hollis Jefferson on his back. Draymond, 2 dribbles back to Andre. 5 on the clock. Gotta go. Takes a dribble. Off the dribble. Jump shot. Bounces no good. Nets with the rebound. And the clear comes near side to Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie with the dribble. Drives. Hangs. Passes to Jefferson. Hollis Jefferson. His corner 3 is no good. Caspi rips the rebound away and protects it, clearing out bodies as he does so. Curry up the floor. And now, a timeout. Warriors call a timeout. Steve Kerr is hot. Currently, it's an 8-0 run for the Nets. Extended 22-8 since the minute 33 mark of the third. 5:30 to go. We'll take the break on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors.
You're a business owner.
Check.
You have business owner's insurance.
Check.
And 10 years ago, that would have been enough. Today, small businesses are being targeted and taken down by hackers. Cyberpolicy.com provides the cyber insurance every small business needs to avoid a catastrophe. Coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Get a custom quote today in just 4 minutes. Plan, prevent, insure. Visit cyberpolicy.com. That's cyberpolicy.com.
This is a Wingstop radio spot that can't be stopped. There's no escape. You could look away, but this is radio. Don't even try thinking about something other than hand-tossed, made-to-order wings. What's the point? You're already envisioning lemon pepper, served up with fresh-cut fries and scratch-made ranch. The crave has been awakened, and now you can't be stopped from ordering at Wingstop.com. Can't stop. Wingstop.
5:30 to go. Warriors 2017-2018 season presented by Kaiser Permanente. Warriors with the ball in the front court. Curry on the handoff from Young. Comes left side of the key. Bounce pass to Andre. Right down the lane. He goes pump. It goes up. Throws up a circus shot over Hollis Jefferson. It hit the shot clock. It's no good. And Andre to shoot two. Hey, win your own personalized, authentic 2017 Warriors championship ring along with the Warriors VIP experience while also supporting at-risk youth. Enter the Warriors Community Foundation ring raffle at warriors.com/ring raffle. Last day to enter is November 24th. Free throw for Andre is no good. Warriors have missed 7 free throws tonight. They're shooting at 61%, 11 of 18. Nets have outscored the Warriors by 10 at the stripe. They're 21 of 30 for 70%. Second free throw good for Andre. And that silences an 8-0 run, albeit momentarily here. It's 105-96. 5:20 to go. Give the Nets credit. They have fought their way back into this, but the Warriors at times have been their own worst enemy. Dinwiddie slow to set the play. Waiting now. Dribbling up top on Draymond. Dinwiddie with 5. Chest pass to Carroll. Quick release in front of the Warrior bench. No good. Slapped out to midcourt by AC. Crab gets it. Over to Dinwiddie. He's open. He'll fire. Buries a 3. We have a 2-possession game with 4 minutes and 50 seconds to go. Curry walks it up. Screen by Draymond. Curry right side goes all the way in. Squeezes between 2 defenders. It's up and in. Steph Curry with the bucket. He's got 39. 107-99. 3-point shot on the way by Dinwiddie. No good. Rebound. Carroll left corner. Left-hand dribble knocked away by Andre. Squirts out to court. Midcourt picked up by Draymond. He's got a 3-on-2. Draymond comes middle. Pass to Caspi. Caspi can't do anything with it. Ball deflected out of bounds by Dinwiddie. It's going to be Warriors ball with 16 on the shot clock. 107-99. This could have been one of those nights where Curry would have had the fourth quarter off and a lot of people would have gotten playing time, but the Warriors got a little sloppy and Brooklyn got a little better. Curry far corner. Lobbing to Draymond. Up top to Nick Young. Young to Curry. Curry turns, fires, jumper, no good. And a good box out and a rebound that time for Hollis Jefferson. Full head of steam down the lane. Missed the layup. Then a whistle and a foul. Andre Iguodala will be called for the foul. Second foul on Andre. Rondae Hollis Jefferson to shoot 2. His night, 5 of 14, 3 of 4 shooting. He's got 10 rebounds, 14 points. Give him credit, he started this game totally out of sync, but has rebounded to put up some pretty good numbers. Free throw good. 7-point game. He can make it a 2-possession game with this one, and he does. 107-101. 4:05 left. Curry behind the back. Walks the ball up. Screen by Draymond. Curry's open but doesn't shoot. Dribbles in. Throws out to Caspi. He won't shoot. Off the dribble. He goes in. Floats it up off the rim. No good. And the Warriors had 2 open threes and did not pull the trigger on them. Rebound to Hollis Jefferson. Hand off to Crabb. He backs up toward the logo. Crabb with a dribble. Top of the key. Drives on Caspi. Throws up a floater and it's a prayer. And it's answered by a whistle. A foul on Omri Caspi with a push on the hip. And Crabb will shoot 2. Nick Fitzgerald with the call, and Steve Kerr walks out calmly to talk to him. Free throw is no good by Kraft. I do not know how to say ball don't lie in Hebrew. Back in is Klay Thompson. Caspi will sit down. Second free throw, good. It's a five-point game. Slowly but surely, the Nets have worked their way back into this. Curry to walk it up. Warriors up five. Curry, far wing. Bounce pass to Andre. Takes a rhythm dribble jumper. It's up and it misses everything. And the rebound to Carroll. Andre, 4 of 11 from the floor. Dinwiddie backs up Nick Young. Walks it toward the three-point line. Accelerates with a right-hand dribble. Goes baseline. Throws to the corner. Wide open is AC. His jumper's off the front rim. Rebound in traffic by Crabb. Blocked. Gets it outside to Dinwiddie. He's open. He'll take a three. Doesn't get it. Thompson steps in for the rebound. Shoveled his hand off to Curry. Curry down the far side. Playing with five fouls. 3 minutes to go in the game as of right now as Curry drives down the lane to the rim. Flipped it up. No good. It's an offensive foul. Curry is fouled out of the game. Curry is pointing toward the restricted area. And a timeout for Brooklyn. And now, the game is afoot. 107-102 Warriors. We'll take the break on the Warriors Radio Network. Steph Curry gets called for a charge with 3 minutes to go. 39 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists. And a game that the Warriors had completely in hand. Boy, it looked like that Quincy Acey's heels were just outside the restricted area. Tough to see from up here. And it's a five-point game. Looney has checked in with Livingston, Green, Iguodala, and Thompson. Damari Carroll locates Dinwiddie on the switch, now guarded by Looney. He waves Hollis Jefferson away. He likes the matchup. Dinwiddie with the dribble. Latino backs up Looney. Crossover cut off. Now Looney recovered nicely. Ball thrown to the wing. Carroll grabbed it with three. Guarded by Andre. Leads in. It's a foul on Andre. That is a ridiculous call, and Steve Kerr goes out to midcourt. Damari Carroll stepped up and just put his elbow into the chest of Andre, and it's a foul on Andre. That... wow. We have seen a couple of weird plays on this trip already. And that one at a key time in the game, that's just a tough call. I mean, what is Iguodala supposed to do? He's there defensively. He's playing vertical. So Carroll's offensive move is to drive into him and then shoot. A la Harden-like. And I don't know. Yeah, he's backing up away from the play.
At the line, duty two.
And to me, as now, again, Steve Kerr has to lobby. He does so calmly. Ben Taylor with the call. And I think as a league, we've really got to look at that and emphasize this more, that you cannot reward an offensive player for making a bad move by just leaning into you because you can't get your shot off and you can't get around the guy. The free throw is no good. Second one's on the way, and that's good. 107-103. I just don't see how you reward an offensive player for creating contact and then just ripping up. Livingston to Draymond Green. Low left. Pass back to Livingston. Give it go with a two-hand slam for Sean. And the Warriors take a six-point lead. They needed that basket in the very worst way. Dinwiddie goes baseline. Hook pass inside. Ripped away by Draymond. Just took it away inside. 2:10 to go. Warriors up six. Livingston to Draymond. Far side to Klay Thompson. Thompson still yet to take a three. Livingston. Hand off high post to Draymond. They scissor off him. Klay catches. It's a two. It's on the way. And then rattled home for Klay. 111-103. Nets have one timeout, so they play on. Dinwiddie with a minute 50 to go. Leaves it for Crabb. Back to Dinwiddie standing on the logo. Brings it left one. Dribble throws right. Carroll outside. Goes to the wing. Jumper on the way by Crabb. It's up a goodie. Curled in a three. 111-106. Alex Crabb has 22. And with 98 seconds to go, Warriors with the ball. Livingston down the floor at the three-point line. Bounce pass to Draymond at the box. Up top, Clay. His first three on the way. It's good! Clay Thompson buries a three. 71 straight games, but more importantly, it's Warriors 114-106. 71 straight with a three for Clay Thompson, and it comes at the best time for the Warriors. AC with a catch of a very bad pass on the wing. Takes a one dribble, throws up top to Dinwiddie. He won't shoot. Hook pass over. It's Crab again. He buried another three. Back and forth we go. 114-109. Warriors lead by five. Livingston fist in the air with a minute four to go. Great finish here in Brooklyn. Livingston, top of the key. This hands off to Looney. Looney turns and faces. Looks for a dribble handoff. Got it to Livingston. Livingston down the lane. Pulls up from 15. It's blocked and knocked away. Loose ball to Dinwiddie, who got a piece of the shot. Dinwiddie up the floor. Waiting now. Got it to Alex Crabb. Cut off by Draymond. Back outside. And Dinwiddie calls up Hollis Jefferson to get out of the way. Shot clock at 81. Jefferson. Hollis Jefferson for the screen. Gets the screen. Dinwiddie right side. Fades and fires over Looney. It's up on the way. It's short. Rebound tipped by Iguodala. Grabbed by Clay Thompson. Dribbles to the front court. And now the Nets have to foul. And Carroll does so with 24.2 to go. And Scott Wall hears from Andre Iguodala, who got fouled over the top there on that rebound play. And now we get a technical foul. Who's it going to be on? This might be on Alex Crabb. He and Draymond were getting separated.
Double technical.
It was a double technical on Draymond.
To Golden State's number 23, Draymond Green. To Brooklyn's number 33, Alan Crabb.
Here Fitzgerald with a call. Ball thrown in. Iguodala to Livingston. 23 seconds to go. And Livingston gets fouled by Dinwiddie. 114-109 Warriors. And Livingston walks up and will take his first free throws of the night. A chance to make this very tough. Some have started to head out into the night. It's a beautiful day here. Livingston with a free throw. It's up and good. 115-109. Do they still say the tri-state area? Is that what they still say? Yeah, tri-state area. Now they're going to switch sides for Dinwiddie on the free throw line, so we'll have to wait for that. And now Livingston will get the chance to shoot his second free throw. On its way, and it's good. Timeout, Brooklyn. Warriors 116 and Brooklyn 109. We'll take the break with 22.5 to go on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Alan Crabb with a good night tonight. He's got 25 points. Ties a season high. He had 25 in Los Angeles when they played the Lakers. And he signed that big offer sheet a few years ago. But boy, his game is elevating here, the freewheeling style for Kenny Atkinson. Warriors, though, with a 7-point lead with 22.5 to go, thanks to the free throws from Sean Livingston. 116-109. Ball thrown in. Dinwiddie, quick three on the way. Got fouled by Draymond. And he's going to shoot three. Well, the Warriors have done a lot of things here in the second half that have not been Warrior-like, if you will. So Dinwiddie gets a chance for free throws. There's still 20.5 to go. So say he makes all three of these and get fouled and missed a couple free throws. Now you're in trouble. Free throw is good for Dinwiddie. Draymond talking to Kane Fitzgerald. I think he's referring back to the double technical here. 116-111. As Dinwiddie hits the second, AC sits down, Harris to sit down. Defenders come on the floor. LeVert, along with Hollis Jefferson. Here's Dinwiddie, and now a chance to make it a 4-point game. Free throws up. It's no good. Draymond with a rebound. Draymond, handoff to Thompson, who is fouled on the play, knocked away. Attempt to steal. Damari Carroll with a foul, which is really his only recourse there is to try to get a steal and commit a foul. if need be. First free throws tonight for Klay Thompson, who has 21 points and 10 rebounds. Nice double-double for Klay.
With two shots, Klay Thompson
extended his three streak as well. And a big crowd of fans standing up down the walkway behind the Warrior bench. Free throw is good for Klay. 117 to 111. Steph Curry fouled out. No Kevin Durant tonight. 39 points, 11 boards, 7 assists for Curry. Caspi started in place of Durant. Played well, 12 points and 8 rebounds. Second free throw good. 7-point game. 118-111. Down the right side it goes. Dinwiddie takes a handoff. Nets need to get off shots here. Dinwiddie dribble drive goes all the way in over the shoulder. Missed the layup, and that is that. Klay Thompson will get in backcourt. Nets won't foul. And the Warriors now go to 2-1 on the road trip. They sweep the back-to-back. And they led by 28 here, but had to work hard down the stretch. And that's a credit to the Nets to win by 7, 118-111.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.